Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Paincast here. Of course, we have Adam here with us. The holidays are right around the corner. We got some fun stuff to share with everybody. Adam, how are you doing today?
Howdy ho!
Oh, you love to hear it. We had a little towel-y moment before the show for you South Park fans out there. It was quite fun. So, Adam, actually, you yesterday had mentioned we were going to podcast yesterday, but I had been very busy with work this week, and just happened to be we recorded it today. So you were kind of wanting to talk about your upcoming,
upcoming game jam.
True. Our upcoming game jam. Again, you do a lot of the heavy lifting on it, though, because you're much more experienced with it than I am. So, you know, I'm just the idea guy as of right now, but I shall learn. But tell us, what are some of the ideas for this game jam we have coming up?
So, this is probably going to be pretty outlandish idea, but this is my idea for the game jam entry. Last time we talked, I called it Sport 21, but it's called Around 21. Is the company that's sponsoring this game jam, I think.
Okay. And what do you know about them as a company?
So, just looking into their website a little bit. Round 21 is centered around a woman who created the company, and she enjoys playing sports like basketball, I think was her main one growing up. And her idea around the company was to like express the thing that you used to play the sports with, like the basketball or the baseball, or the football or the basketball. I think I already said basketball, but that's like to them at round 21 is a blank canvas, you know? So they want to express as the person playing the sport or whatever, they want to express that type of thing on the actual, whatever they're using to play the sport. So whether that be a basketball or whatever. So that's kind of how it started. Am I making sense at all?
Yes. To me, I think it makes perfect sense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like, so that's their kind of concept of how it all started. And then I think where they found their niche is with ping pong, because she sees that as ping pong is a thing that connects all sports together, for the most part, like in rec rooms or like as a team building exercise, or like as people used to kill the time, they have ping pong tables around, you know? So
that's actually very true. It's a good point.
Yeah. So they very much ended up specializing in ping pong products, I think.
Sorry to get off track here. What was that one movie? I think it had Will Ferrell in it, and it was like a ping pong championship or whatever. It was really funny. It came out in like the mid-2000s. Do you remember that by chance?
Was a fleeting memory of it.
Was it Balls of Fury, or was that the Dodgeball one?
Dodgeball was called Dodgeball, so Balls of Fury might be right.
Yeah, that movie, I'm sorry to go off track any listeners, and that definitely ages me a little bit here. But if any of you guys have seen the movie I'm talking about, let us know, because that movie is hilarious. It's a banger, as they say these days, So what is the idea? Because last time you kind of showed me what we were working on for the game jam. You were kind of showing me how you made a random number generator to start getting players when they spawn into whatever the event will be to kind of give them quests. How has it evolved since then?
I've got two of those random quest generators now, but I guess my idea here is, have you ever watched any of the new Disney movies coming out?
Ryan,
in particular, the Dragon movie?
I have not seen that yet, but I have a friend who saw it, and he said it was very, very good. So I'm hoping to see it. I just have not watched it yet.
So for my idea to make sense, I have to tell you about the story, the Dragon story, Raya.
No, that's fine. Lay it on me.
So in this alternate reality of events in this Disney universe, there was dragons that lived before humanity. And the planet was attacked by like a void or like a abyss or whatever, the darkness. and it was taking over the planet, right?
Okay.
And so the dragons teamed up and, like, basically sacrificed themselves to create, like, this gem that held the darkness, you know, at bay.
Okay, okay.
And so the movie, as that's really the only thing you need to know. I mean, I could tell you more about the movie if you're interested.
No, that makes sense. So the dragons created a gem that kept the darkness at bay. That's kind of the gist of the movie. Is that correct?
Yeah, they sacrificed themselves so that humanity could, you know, keep living without being succumbed to the abyss.
Okay. It's kind of Dark Souls-y. I don't know if you know anything about Dark Souls, but that's very Dark Souls-y. It's kind of funny.
No, I haven't really played a lot of Dark Souls. I think I should eventually when I get back to playing video games.
You're a father, so let's see. Youngest will be 18 in about 20. I'm kidding. Be 18 in about 16 years, so you got a little bit to go yet.
No kidding. So my idea is, because as you know, in the sandbox world, I want to create like Katamari Damacy type worlds, you know, bigger than life type stuff. Because I just think it's easier. It's an easy way to fill all the space. But anyway, so my idea is that instead of dragons, giant ping pong paddle people were part of the world before. And so they're fighting boredom. So instead of the abyss, it's boredom in our world. And okay. So they're fighting boredom in the version of playing sports against them. So there's going to be like a soccer court and a cricket court. Like the top 10 board fields, that's going to be in our world. And there's going to be like giant ping pong paddles playing, you know, blobs of boredom. Just kind of frozen in time. And they did that to create like create a ping pong ball that holds all the boredom into place.
No, like the idea is there though. Honestly, like they wanted us to make a game and they wanted to have some playability. One, you've picked the correct target audience, honestly. Kids are what games like this would be designed for. And every child hates being bored. Kids are going to think it's hilarious. Even me, I'm an adult and I can see the humor in it because I'm a Disney fan. So anyone who likes Disney is going to find humor in it going, oh, boredom, it's a blob. That makes sense. And it's getting beat up by et cetera, you know? Like, I am on board for that. I think it's a really fun idea. Okay. Or am I wrong? Am I wrong in how I said that?
No, I mean, I think you're basically on point. I mean, it's basically going to be snapshots of when ping pong paddles were fighting against boredom.
Now, are you going to be telling a story throughout the questing that the players will be doing, or will there kind of be like background for them? How will that kind of come into play?
I haven't quite decided yet if I want the... It just depends how much time we have. Because I've seen glimpses in my mind of like... Because this place is going to be called Sportopia. And I've seen like glimpses in my mind of it like being like an under the city. Or like actually under like the ruins of the city. But that would be a project. That would be too hard. So I think I'm going to make it like a museum.
Okay, I like that. No, that's actually... So would you say it'll be kind of similar to how the library was set up? Less challenging, of course, but
it's gonna be much in that less, sense. It's going to be more like hand-holdy museum type stuff.
Okay, no, that's really cool. I really enjoy that. Like that, it'll make for a good experience.
It's going to feel like a giant... I want it to feel like a giant storytelling experience where we tell the story about how our paddle overlord saved us from boredom. it's just so funny when you hear it come out of your mouth.
Yeah, but like think about the guy who created the Little Mermaid, all right? Actually, whoever that was, I'm sure there was someone. He sat there and he talked about a lady who lived under the sea who's a fish who came up to marry a prince. Like, I say that to you right now. That's
loved human objects and liked to collect them.
Yeah, like I say that to you and like that, what? Huh?
Well, it sounds normal now.
Well, exactly, but it's the same concept, you know? Like, That's how things are created. I think people, us as a species, we have a hard time learning or exploring new things because it's foreign to us. So it sounds weird. It seems weird. And our brain, you know, as a species, we evolved going, hey, weird equals bad because normally it would eat you. However, in this day and age, entertainment, that's everything that's in entertainment is some form of weird to someone, right? Like I play video games and I can tell you at least 10 people on my hand who go like, why do you play video games? They're the dumbest thing ever. They're dumb. You know, like I think it makes sense to me at least. And I'm sure some of our listeners could agree with that. At least I would hope so.
Yeah. I mean, the idea came about while I was thinking about how we could add it into round 21 and hopefully they can appreciate it.
I think they will. And I think something that they'll be able to appreciate coming from us, and I'm sure many other people who will be entering this sort of a contest, is we're actually putting effort into it. And like something that I chuckled at when I was reading this game jam rules is they said it had to have some sort of playability. Like, you know, they've run these things in the past and there's been the people that are just trying to scam their way to win this crap. And they're just submitting absolute BS, you know, just absolute crap. And I'm just like, man.
Well, I think this might be the third one. I might be wrong, but I was the guy that Cyber Dragon, I think his name is on YouTube, but he's the one that taught me about the random generator and stuff. Random okay. number generator that you can build in Sandbox. But he was playing the games of the last Sand Jam, game jam. And that was like right at the end of November, and it was the Walking Dead game jam. And he said there was over 100 entries probably after they took out all the duplicate stuff.
You know, honestly,
he was playing some really, I saw him play a couple that were very impressive. But those are people that I think are working as teams probably, and they're using the VoxEdit pixel art creator, you know? I'm not adding any extra thing other than the basic assets to my game for sure.
No, and that makes sense. That makes sense. And something that I think is really cool that you just said there was only over 100 entries. Honestly, like on the grand scale of things like this, that is incredibly, incredibly low.
Yeah. I agree. So, especially with the prize. I mean, 2,000 sand, I think, is top 10.
Yeah, like that's, what's sand, like $5?
Sand's like over $5, yeah.
That's a $10,000 reward if it was $5. Like, that's not small, you know? Like,
I mean, how many times have I talked to you about wanting to make a game, you know? Like, this is it. This is our opportunity to make games. It's not any closer than it has been with Sandbox. Did I lose you?
No, I'm still here. I'm just having a brain fart. I apologize. Could you say that one more time?
Oh, I was just saying, how many times have I told you I want to make video games or we should make video
games? Oh, no.
Video game. It's like, Sandbox is kind of corny and cheesy and stuff, but like, we've never been closer to being able to make video games for a living, I don't think.
No, and like, this is an opportunity that could propel us, and any listeners out there too, you know, like if you have any sort of creativity and you have an interest in crypto and in gaming, like, go for it. One, you could potentially get yourself a nice little payday if that's what you want to do, and two, this could get your foot in the door into something that's really cool, or at least help you fund a project that you've been wanting to do for a long time, and you know, it's an opportunity that you should take. The famous Wayne Gretzky from The Office is the only way I know this quote. Sorry. You miss every shot you don't take, guys. All right? You miss every shot you don't take. So take the shot. Go for it.
Boom.
Do you have anything to say yet? Not yet. I have, between today and yesterday, work has just been not great. It's been very, very busy, but I have not been making a lot of money. So I've been like bending over backward to try and get some extra cash here before the holidays.
Well, I think it's around page like 45 now or something like that.
I'll dig deep. No worries. I know what you got to do. I do.
I'm excited for the day they come out with a search feature for that.
Bro, it's got to be coming soon. They have so many creators on there now, and the fact that like it's adding like, what, 3 to 4 pages a day now?
Yeah. That's all I got for today. I mean, I'm glad you like my ping pong paddle overlord story.
So. I think it's hilarious. I think it has good humor. It has fun humor. It's relatively mature, and it'll be a fun little story to tell.
Yeah, and we'll just go as far as we can. So.
That's what we do with every project. Hey, everyone, I want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a great holiday. I'm not sure if we're going to record one more. We might record one tomorrow. Obviously, Christmas Eve, I know I have a lot of stuff going on, so I won't be available. I'm assuming Adam does. He has children. So thank you so much for listening this year. I know episodes have been coming out a lot more this December. I'm planning on keeping the schedule. 2 to 3 a week is my goal. 3 is ideal. 2 is perfect. Definitely more than 1. So thanks for listening. Thanks for spending time with us. You know, thanks for, you know, listening to our stupid rambles. And Adam, do you have anything you'd like to say before the end of the holiday here?
Nope. I appreciate you guys listening.
All right, everyone. Have a happy and safe holidays. Thank you so much. And we'll see you on the next one.